care of their grants.
I'll go ahead.
I don't know why they could do it.
Call this meeting to order?
Six or five.
5 o'clock. I have 5 o'clock on my phone. Not in Ohio. Call it to order, and if you would, please stand.
I don't let one.
Say the pledge with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. About a moment of silence, please. Thank you. You may be seated. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from March 20th.
Motion approved.
Second.
Been motion and second to approve the minutes from March 20th. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Sewage affidavits. Do we have any?
Yes. Well, not until we have the business. I brought one in just in case Mr. Andrews maybe would consider it. So, no, forget it. We don't have any. Sorry.
Okay. We have a, the next item of business then would be the demolition of properties reimbursement application. We need an approval of this policy. If you had a chance to look at that, and then this would be the policy that we use to determine. Did you have, you guys both have a chance to look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any concerns on that policy? Questions?
It's pretty much our discretion, right?
Yeah, yeah. It kind of gives us an audit form as well. That way, we can make sure that after the work's completed. That the work was completed to the specifications before we pay out. And it's policy on the books, so. We'll need a motion and a vote to approve that if you're so inclined.
Motion approved.
Second.
So it's been motioned and seconded to approve the demolition of properties reimbursement application form and policy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And next we have up an application by Mona Goforth, and I think, you have to remind me your name.
What do you got? Foster Newman.
Foster, that's right. Foster. I think you're representing Ms. Goforth today.
Yeah, Mona had to go to California to take care of some property out there.
Sure. And so this property that you're asking about here is 502 South Main Street?
And 438, both places. 438's got the 150-year-old gigantic trees, you know, two of the largest on the street.
Yeah.
And Larry Cunningham, he's a forest manager and tree surgeon, he couldn't be here. He was planning to be here. His daughter had a miscarriage this morning, so... He's dealing with that, and he said the silver maple, the southern tree in front of my house at 438 needs to come down right away because it's going to blow over. He said that one's completely hollow, and it's huge tree. And then there's several trees, four trees at 502 that need to come down. They're all old maples.
And you've recently had some fall down.
Yeah, recently had 3/4 of a tree to land on one of our tenants' cars.
Yeah.
The trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much wasted that vehicle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the city came out and cleaned it all up, and man, they're fast, those guys. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good job.
Good. Thank you.
So that's what we need to do, and rather than going after the 70%, Mona is happy with 50%. She likes to be community-oriented, and as she said in her little blurb, that when we did the Kaiser Mars sidewalk, she didn't even apply for it because she had the money then, and she was happy to pay for it to get everything look nice and mm-hmm. possible to improve the looks of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know that we won't. I saw on your application that you have new trees, $400. I know we won't pay for
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, yeah. You don't. $400 for new trees?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where?
I thought I saw that.
There's no new trees on here.
Okay.
Just trimming or removal of trees. Yeah. No, he's in fact said he has lots of saplings that his disposal is happy to replace.
Oh, I see.
With good trees.
Okay.
And trees that won't uproot sidewalks and get hold of it and hollow limbs.
It's 50% and it maxes out at.
Well, the ordinance reads either 70% or up to $2,000, so yeah. I'm not sure how much we even have on there.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at two different properties.
Yeah, so you've got, on this application, you've got 230 South Main Street, and you've got $3,940 worth of tree work.
Oh, yeah.
And then on your proposal, you've got two different properties, so.
Yeah, the proposal's got it broken down according to the tree surgeon. So that's why the figures didn't agree 100%.
Yeah.
But the one that I typed up.
Does not match.
They don't match exactly.
So this is the proposal from the tree, okay.
Yeah.
So it's 502 South Main and 438?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you said 2-something.
230 is the yellow house. It doesn't have any trees.
Okay.
Across from the jail.
What's the removal of half a tree?
Oh, that's the rest of the tree that fell on the truck.
Okay.
It's about 15 feet tall. It's basically just a trunk.
Well, there's where you get the 40.
Right
there.
Yeah. I think that would be here.
You take out the trimming of 4. You take out the trimming of here. Yeah. And you get this and this, which added together gets you to that.
Mm-hmm.
At 438, the second tree is the sugar maple, and it's in pretty good condition. The problem is the roots have the sidewalk is old. So to get a new sidewalk in there,
we have to take it out anyway. Yeah.
Eddie Walters, I used to be a landscape designer in California, and so I suggested, and he followed it, he put liquid ambers, I don't know if you're familiar with it. The sweep zone is a common name, which have deep roots and don't affect anything. They have beautiful large leaves that look like typical maple, and they turn nice color in fall. So he's put those in, and that's what I would like to see because they don't cause any problem whatsoever.
Okay. So, what are these two properties? Are they, where does Mona live at?
She lives now at 230 South Main Street.
And are these rental properties then?
Yes.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts?
So is that broke down per property?
Yes.
And what is one figure and what's the other one?
For 502 South Main, the figure for tree removal, excluding the trimming, is $1,490.
Okay.
For 438 South Main, once again, tree removal is $2,500.
From what I've been told, those are good prices because they're stump removals, you know, removing the stumps and the whole tree.
Are these trees on the right of way?
Yes.
Main Street or on George Street?
The ones on 502, they're both on George and
Main. Yeah, because we are doing...
Be doing road work down
George Street there. Is getting new road work.
Oh, good.
All the way through. So, if that has any...
That'd be nice because there's some...
And I don't know. I'm glad Brian's here. Brian, is that just a reconstruction or is that new... Or is that just mill and...
Paving? Part of George Street, I think that section's just a mill and paving, if I remember right. Down toward Main.
Tim, 1750, half of it, that was 1250.
It's actually 740 Street. Then it's mill and pave, basically on the other side. Please help me. 50%. Well, that's all we're going to get into anyway. We're not going to get into pre-trimming business.
Right.
Well, the reason that they're listed as trim, that's the rotten part. It's only going to trim off the rotten part of those maple trees. Some of them are just branches are bad, not the whole tree.
Right, but as a city, we can't get into the business of trimming trees for people.
Oh, I understand.
No, the policy says that we will help with the cost of removing trees.
Cool.
But
I'm all for it. Whatever you guys feel is fair and proper.
So half of 502 is $745.
For half of 1490.
Yeah, half of 502.
Yes.
Great. That's great.
And then half of the 438 is 1250, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You're right at almost $2,000.
1995.
Hey, there we are.
Yes. You said sweet gums are going in. Are they the fruitless?
Oh, it's not for sure, but sweet gums are really wonderful street trees.
Okay, we just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. They don't produce any balls or anything. Okay. No, that's none of the trash that...
That's good. We want to make
like
sure.
Like sycamores and...
Yeah, we just want to make sure.
And ginkgos and all the trees that they've hybridized all the crap out of.
I mean, here's my case. For you, I suppose, and help your cause. But let's say that these trees get so bad at some point that I have to send in a crew to take care of them because of public safety. Now, that would typically get forwarded on to the property owner if we ever had to do that, but. Let's say that you abandoned those properties and those houses became blighted or dilapidated, then that comes back on the city to pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
By getting this property owner to put in this mount, I think that is a benefit And I think that it adds to the safety and quality of place for our city as well. So, that's, you know, also that's money out of that fund. However, trees are living things, and they do need maintained.
That's balance.
That's what we have in there.
Okay. I move that we grant $1,995 towards the removal of these trees on these two properties typically it's reimbursement, isn't that correct? So you'll need to bring in a paid receipt signed by the company that this has been done, and and you'll be reimbursed up to $1,995.
Fabulous.
That's the motion on the table.
I'll second that motion.
It has been motioned and seconded to grant this request for Mono Goforth tree removal. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I was just going to say that the only people that are going to be upset about it are the squirrels.
They'll find another
one. That's for sure. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Mr. Andrews.
Yes.
How are you this evening? Happy?
Flying right now.
Good. I understand you bought the property next to you?
We did. We bought it just basically to tear the house down. Mm-hmm. It's an eyesore. And my plan is to tear the house down and keep the garage and redo it. Just to eliminate the eyesore. Mm-hmm. At tax sale, I get a little more than I wanted to. But the house is uninhabitable. And the sewage and trash pickup has got a lien on it. I've lived there 3 years, and there's not been no sewage and trash that I know of. There's not even a toilet in the house. But I was wondering if that could be forgiven, the lien that's put on the house. Because to tear a house down, that's pretty salty.
This board would be able to, if they determined, could forgive the sewage lien. And that was explained to me about 20 times, and I still have yet to retain it, so you'll have to bear with me on. I think it all gets forgiven from prior to last October, when it went for, what was it called, tax sale or certificate sale?
Everything prior to the tax sale, so there have been a year prior. Not from October on, but from the year before.
Okay.
6 months before.
So what you're asking for basically is from October of 2016 until once you actually can take ownership of the property.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I think that's what.
Yes, that's what we talked about, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. So that 551.65. Yeah, I did.
So 505. What was the number?
551.65 for sewage.
551.65.
Right here. Mm-hmm. But that includes May through August of 16, Vicki, is that correct?
Yes. Excuse me. Well, it should have been 17. That's wrong. It should have been 17. That's what that includes, Tim.
Okay.
It's a typo?
I beg your pardon. That's a typo. Okay. Yeah. Yes, it is. Those are all through.
Those are all current.
Yeah. Those are all
bucks,
current.
It's 30 bucks. Right. It's about a year. It's right. 30 bucks a month, right?
Right. It's
35.
35.
This is
near
our practice.
So 10 is
three,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the amount from the point of the tax sale, what you asked for is the $551.65 on the sewage. That's just
the sewage. His property. He's not lending it.
Just right. Sewage.
It's not.
And see, that would
be right. This was for if they inhabit. Mm-hmm. That's the precedent we set.
Yes.
What happens is there's the original tax sale that nobody bought it at. And then they went to a certificate. So from the original tax sale, probably last fall, okay? From last fall onward, none of it's been forgiven. Because then it goes to certificate sale in June, or whenever, I don't know when, April or whatever. And then the certificate sale going forwards, no, it's from the original, the first tax sale. So when you, by the time you go to a certificate sale, you have like a year worth of sewage.
Right. So that's where you come up with.
Or a year and a half. It's going to be 14 months or so.
Right. Well, the precedent that we've established with other folks who have come before this board asking the same to forgive the sewage liens has been half of total due. And that is if it is, excuse me.
Yeah, you're fine.
But that is if it's not an investment property. If somebody is buying it as a rental, you know, they're going to fix it up and rent it, then we are unlikely to forgive any of it. That's your cost of doing business. That's part of the expenses of buying something that you're going to turn into a moneymaker for you. But for people who are buying properties that are going to either tear them down and become, the lot's going to become part of their property, or maybe it's a property that they purchased that they're going to rehab and live in, we have, in past practice, granted one half of the fees that were due, forgiven half of the fees that were due. Plus, we've opened up money as,
for demolition. So
we can also help you with some of the demolition fees as far as the dumpster fees.
Well, half is better than none.
Well, absolutely. And we don't want you to think that we're cold-hearted and don't want to help people out, because we certainly do. And the whole neighborhood will appreciate you doing what you're doing.
Remember our comments about me buying.
Right. But the other side of that is, Alan, that you knew going in that this was going to be an expense that you would incur. And so we feel like it's probably fair to both sides. It's a win-win that we'll forgive half of it, and we appreciate what you're doing. And the neighbors are also appreciative of what you're doing.
And you know,
they're kicking the pants.
And you know as well as anybody does that the money that we generate from sewage goes into our wastewater treatment plant. And that's constantly needing upgrades throughout the city. Stormwater drainage needs upgrades. And so we had to make that precedent in order to not shortchange ourselves. Call for notice by our face, basically. You know, I mean, we want to help the individual, but not at the expense of the whole. You understand what I'm saying?
Understood.
Yeah. So I guess my motion would be to forgive one half of the sewage due on this property, which I think, according to Vicki's, and I'm glad you did this for us, Vicki, amounts to $275.82.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
I'll second that motion.
The motion and second to forgive
$275, or what was the cents?
82.
82 cents for half of the sewage due. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, along with that, is there a way that we can stop payment from now until the time that I do take possession?
Well, that includes, those are the amounts that they're forgiven right now.
You cannot get a sewage lien off until you own
it. I don't think that's his question. I think he's asking, can he stop it now that he's tearing it down?
Well, he said possession. I mean, possession, you don't own it yet, do you?
I do not own it yet.
So as soon as you own it, call us. We'll come down there and...
See, the owner filled out a sewage affidavit.
We have a sewage affidavit.
Once you own the property, come up, get the sewage affidavit, and then that would give you forgiveness if the board so chooses.
Yep.
And I'm not going to speak for them. That would give you 6 months to get it torn down from the date the affidavit is approved. The sewage would go off the billing for that 6 months, or until you have, the property is demolished, and once it's demolished, then it'll go up forever.
So I have to pay it until now, until the 120 days is up?
That's what this is. These figures right here.
These include what we just...
You won't have to pay it, but, you know...
This is through October of 2017.
Okay.
So...
It's through August.
Through August.
Well, then, I took the paperwork to the lawyer.
Well, I was looking at the...
I gotta wait 30 days after that, so I gotta wait 150 days.
Right, and the, what the...
That's the state statute.
Right now, there's $113.60 owed on the property. It's a monthly billing, and the monthly billing is the $35.50 plus the trash can on it. So these figures that are included here, that's where we come up with the $551.65 that will be on the property until August of 2017.
Okay.
October 16.16.
So only on this paper you typed, Dick, that...
Yep.
The top line should be 2017, the October line should remain 2016.
That's correct.
Okay, that was where my...
And I apologize.
No, that's...
I should have had somebody...
Fine.
Okay, so those charges, you understand, are the monthly billings starting from October 2016 through August of 2017.
Okay.
Okay? And that amount that the Board of Works just approved was $275.82. When you take over the possession of the property, you're going to owe the other half of that $275.82.
So?
You're going to owe $275.82.
So I don't pay you that now?
No. Okay. You can pay that when you become the owner of the property, once you do that.
And then once you're the owner, do a sewage affidavit that
right.
says
no more from this,
no
point,
more from this point forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come in August and we'll get you.
And then before you tear it down, bring us in your application for demolition.
Right.
Don't tear it down until you do.
Right.
So we can help you pay for dumpster fees. Because we need to approve that before you actually do it to get the money reimbursed. That makes sense? Because there's some money available for a dumpster fee
but
when you tear it down.
I bring in the application and then say it's 3 weeks before you guys meet again. Can I still go ahead and tear it down within that 3 weeks?
Well, you can call and get a quote tomorrow.
Or I have a quote on getting the house.
Well, when you tear it down, what you'll have to bring to them anyway is the receipts where you paid the dumpsters, and then they'll reimburse you.
So you don't need to bring the
No,
we take
he has to have the bills where you paid it, and then they will pay you
so
a reimbursement.
Yeah. Come in August. We'll take care of it. We'll get the sewage affidavit ready for you. We'll tell you about, but if you have at that time, I would encourage you to have your costs that you think are going to incur for the demolition of the property.
Well, while I'm waiting on this possession, I already have the guy with the excavator ready to move on it.
So have him write you up and ask
yep.
him if he hasn't done so.
Okay.
And itemize it to destruction or demolition and dumpster fees.
Okay.
That would help us. Because we can't help you tear it down, but we can help you with the dumpster fees for the debris removal. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
So come back in August with that, and we'll get you going.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Chris Martin with the wastewater treatment plant. Project update and some other good stuff here for us.
Okay, I'll just kind of go through an update up to date before we get to Mark and then Brian. Obviously, you can see uptown is completed with the trees. Aaron is researching to get the exact tree to match what we removed there. And the bills, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we had a plugged sewer out where Pouchers lived, east of, or west of town on 32. Just basically right straight across the street from where you turn to go to Comosco.
Oh, okay.
Sewage in the basement. Obviously, there's a bill in there for ProServe, I believe they're called, to come in and clean that up. We've researched that problem. We've found a couple issues with a big belly in our main sewer there that
we're going to have to look at some point. The bad thing is it's right within NDOT's right of way. So in the meantime, we're just basically taking a proactive approach and going out and cleaning that every couple weeks at this point. You know, so I think we got that taken care of. I think Coach Passmore, I think the lady that lived there, I mean, I think she seemed real happy with her spot.
Thrilled.
So, you know, on our end there is basically we've just been, you know, cleaning sewers, doing our routine stuff. Brian Poehler's here. I've handed you basically a cost estimate. I think we talked in the past about our Short Street lift station. And I think I'll let, you know, Brian can get into any questions. Basically, that is the cost of design, the inspection, you know, everything that entails, you know, making that build, move forward with that project. I did have them, once they presented it, up the inspection costs in that job, because my fear is the location of the creek down there on the property. I don't want us to get caught short.
Yeah.
We could, there's potential problems there, I think, and I don't want to see us, you know, because that's a not to exceed number, correct? I mean,
what's it mean by increasing the observation? I mean, what do we get?
I had to add more time.
Okay.
I mean, I think originally
we anticipate it should be a part-time stuff. We shouldn't need to be there every day, just because the contractor will be working, and then we can come in and inspect before they cover things up.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chris just envisions having some issues because it's so close to the creek, and mm-hmm. maybe needing a little bit more there than just.
I want to make sure we're covered.
There's more than once.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That probably has exceeded its life anyway. So
the station was 1974?
I believe. The certificate was 1974.
You having trouble finding parts?
I'm having trouble finding parts, and, you know, we've spent several thousand dollars keeping it going. You know, we'll have a bill today, you know, keeping that thing going. You can't find it. It's a safety issue.
That's a Cantex system, so you actually have to go down in a confined space to remove the pumps or do any service on the pumps.
Mm-hmm.
They've not had any problems. I'm not going to say that there's going to be a problem tomorrow, but it's not the way they do lift stations today.
You know, it's time, you know, and I think, you know, we need to be, you know, we've been proactive instead of reactive, you know, to things.
And we've also we're going to look at extending at some point in the future, if we ever extend, the city extends service out to the east, airport area, some of there's a subdivision out there, if that's ever brought into it, making sure we size these pumps properly, so.
Yeah, looking ahead.
Yes.
The pumps are pumping about half of what they were originally rated for, so they've lost a lot of capacity.
And they're old. Very simple, so.
Mm-hmm. You guys get down there in that confined space to work on?
Yes.
You guys do?
On work we're capable of doing, yes.
Can't down there.
I mean, what I'm looking and wanting is basically what's called a submersible station. Your pumps are down in your wet well. Your pump either goes bad or you have electrical problems. The issues we're having down there now, you got check valves. Well, check valves, a special order. This company's out of business. They had to cob together something to work. You know, it's just outdated. There you go.
Do you have the money?
I do believe we would have the money to move forward and make that happen. I mean, because this will be the beginning, you know. It takes us 9, 10, 11 months before we'll be ready for construction.
That's true.
From start to finish. So, and I know we're going to have to do some research into property down there. So, but we'll get into that once. That's what part of the survey and things for. That's basically what I have.
Anything on Union Street?
That's what Mark is here to give you a plant update and a Union Street update.
Well, before we go into that, I mean, can we take action on this tonight, or what's your pleasure? on this.
So what you want to do, or just for review?
I mean, if you want to review and take action next meeting, the contract.
And it's done. We've been discussing it.
This for a while, so I mean.
I'll move. We move forward with it then. You know, like you said, I think it's the 70s. It's.
Yeah.
I think you've been dreading having to do it, but.
Did he get one of these?
I did.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just time. Obviously, it's like the one that we abandoned on Ludy Street.
That's what I think we had that conversation.
And we'll make sure that silo goes away.
Asking why that unit was still sitting there when the other one was set beside it. Yeah.
So.
Second. The motion and second to approve the contract with HWC for lift station on Short Street.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now I'll have Mark Zinn, who's our inspector, come up and talk to you or answer any questions about Union Street and the plant project.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
As Chris said, I'm Mark Zinn, HWC Engineering. Status on the generator replacement so far. Yeah, Rex Collins is the contractor that's on site right now. For the past couple months, I've been doing nothing but installing conduit, tracing back wire, and prepping things for the generator to come in June. Some of the main cabinets, including the transfer switch, were here the 30th of March, and they actually got those set in place last Friday. Those were the biggest ticket items right now, because now they can start running wire and start bringing everything to it. Contractor's done a great job with studying the plans and trying to figure out the least amount of disruption to the wastewater treatment plant. He's talked to Chris a lot, myself a lot. I think it's going to be complicated, but it should go smooth. It'll be down to minimal time. And we'll be working closely with Chris and his guys to make sure that it's a smooth transition. As far as the sludge drying beds are going, everything's been going pretty well out there. The contractor, I've been really impressed with the way that they're handling the project. We got all the north walls, which is half of the bed, poured last week. Everything went well. The concrete was good that you got. They've gotten the pad put in place for the generator now, and it'll be beyond its 28 days. Now they don't have an issue with that. The 7-day break came back already strong enough for the generator to come tomorrow. They've been working with Collins to help him get some of their equipment ready and get things moved in. And as you guys have been seeing, I believe they get
equipment
also. So you guys kind of are up to date in that aspect.
You get right off my back door at work.
Right now, the project is just a little bit over budget, about just right around $8,000 over budget, which is very minimal for almost a $1.2 million project. There's nothing really out there that's coming up that we anticipate anything else. We've pretty much hit all the areas that should be any issues that we have. One of the other things, the garage roof, you guys saw something about that last month. So we met with the contractor last Tuesday, and I asked him to provide two more quotes that we need back from all three quotes. Because what he had done is just called his guy that he uses all the time, same person that was coming out to do some work on the project anyway, and gave us one quote. And we can't obviously come to you with one price. We need to make sure that price is good. So probably within the next couple of weeks, I should have a price back to be able to go back with them, get all that haggling done, and be able to present something next month to you.
Well, Mark, we're putting that through the contract. That's running through the existing contractor and over through the SRF.
We've already talked to Jack Fisher with SRF, and it is an eligible item. There should not be an issue why it would not be approved. It's not approved. I'd like to get his final signature on it. But once I get those numbers, then I can go back to Jack, and then I can have a harder number to work with. reasoning is why I see what we've done on due diligence, and we've gotten all the pricing that we can to reduce the cost. As you know, we were supposed to do some patches on that roof, and right now it's not feasible. They're not going to hold. It's just going to be money thrown away. So that's why we're looking at the total replacement.
This is the flat roof that's going to be gabled?
No, it'll still be a flat roof.
Still be a flat roof?
Correct. It'll still be a flat roof, but one of the problems they have right now is there's not enough downspouts, and the water doesn't get to the downspouts, so none of it's tapered. And then the new bids, the one bid that we've gotten, and the other two will also have tapers, so everything will run through those drains.
Okay.
You can literally go up there and just like pick a piece of paper up off the roof, and it just peels off like that. It was unexpected. They were on site to look at what they had to match, and that's what they came across there.
Both of them one.
The quote we're looking at right now is right around $79,000. So it's not cheap. They sent us two. One was a 30-year roof and one was a 20-year roof. The 30-year roof was extremely expensive. It was around $120,000. There's not that much of
a difference. How many square foot is that?
3,900.
Just over 39, yeah. And it's right at about $18.40 roughly.
Yeah. What would you say, how much of value, or dollar amount of value is in that building?
Oh, goodness gracious.
I mean, you've got those fans, you've got the new electrical panels.
We're putting...
I mean,
it's not worth the risk.
You know, we just put a $100,000 piece of equipment in there last week. Mm-hmm. Just in that one room where the issues are. So you've got a $500,000 truck there with all the equipment that's around it sitting in the garage.
And I doubt the insurance policy will take too kindly to a...
Yeah. The work also includes, you know, downspouts, new downspouts. It's going to include some new metal work that they'll have to do once they take off the old roof. So it should be a good sealed roof. I'll be here during the whole thing also to make sure it's done right.
But you're not ready to present us with anything yet. You're still
no, I just want to make sure you guys are aware of it, that, you know, I'm looking into it. I want to make sure that I've gotten the best price I could for you guys, and we're still getting a quality product.
We appreciate that.
So, Union Street. Okay. Union Street's getting ready to start next Monday. Last week, I went around and handed out all the detour notices with my contact information to all the residents on Union Street. I was able to talk to four different ones, people, but the calls are going to start next week. They are. If they haven't already started, and I just haven't heard about them. But that's one reason I put my name and my contact there, and the four people I did talk to, I just, you know, spread the word, call me first, because if you call the city, which is fine, call the city whenever you need to for anything, but then they're going to turn around and call me, take the metal person, call me, get your answer, and then we can move on from there. The resident on the corner, John, I've been in contact with him, I've met with him four different times already. Contractor knows that he has to keep access for him the whole time. It's going to be a challenge just right where he
is. Is the corner of Union and Short?
No. Yeah. Union and Park.
Union and
Davis.
Davis.
Okay.
Right there at Union and Davis.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. So he's got to have access the whole time.
On the east side?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I think the project should go smooth. It's a big project. So there are going to be some hiccups, and obviously everybody knows how busy that area is after school gets out and right before school.
And let me interject here real quick, and that's why I executed the second executive order of 2017 to temporarily stop no parking on the west side of North Main and on the north side of Ford. Yeah. Because that's going to be high traffic.
Yep, mm-hmm. It's going to be really busy. So, Shane got his signs up last week, and the contractor got his pre-closure signs up last Tuesday evening. And we're still set up to start Monday. We've been working close together, and 3D and I, just to try to head off any issues that we might see. We've had a couple, and we've been able to take care of them. Right now, they're working on the mock wall, which is going to be the decorative wall for all the retaining wall right there. We're trying to get that, get on the same page with them, or I should say them get on the same page with me. So we'll have something maybe in a couple of weeks you guys can actually go out and take a look at and see before we get going, that you guys can get a visual of what's going to happen.
Ugly street for a long time.
It's going to change a lot. I wish we were doing the railroad too, but as you guys know, we can't force them to do anything.
Although we do know how to do that. We have to petition, have to file an application with CSX. The darndest part is you have to hire a flagman.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
Just to paint the bridge.
Wow.
You have to have their permission to do it, and you have to hire a flagman. New regulation.
And every single minute he's there and every bit of equipment that he's there with.
Yeah.
I mean, down to the flag. You're paying for the flag. Yes.
So to paint the bridge, I mean, we're talking, my estimate would be more than $40,000. That's just the ballpark guess, but I think I'm low. I think it's probably more like 60 or 80, to tell you the truth. Right, wouldn't you think? Just to paint it.
You would probably spend probably $10,000 just on the flag.
Wow.
So, because he's got to be there for every single part of it. That's the problem. He's there as long as the contract fits. So.
Well, any questions for Mark?
Something to think about.
Mark, not leaving some paint there and some graffiti. Kids with nothing.
We do have anti-graffiti to go over these walls, so
none of that.
It's taken a long time.
Mark has been great. He's been a trooper out there, kind of living at the wastewater treatment plant for the last since you started, which was in.
That's a crappy job.
Some days you can't.
I didn't like it.
They kind of stunk out there today.
I don't get that.
Unless you guys like warming up a little bit. So. If you guys have any questions, feel free to call me about it.
Okay.
Vicki, I believe everything with SRF is going okay?
Yeah.
You're fine?
Great.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Anything else from the public? Okay. Takes down to our last item, accounts payable vouchers.
The end of March accounts payable vouchers, $943.65. April 1st through the 12th, $83,832.13. Payroll, $20,567.61. Total accounts payable vouchers, $105,343.39. Any questions?
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Motion and seconded to pay the bills. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Sean?
Yep.
Right before the office closed this evening, Marty Schulich brought this in for the Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
And it was a sidewalk rehabilitation assistance. I think the project's already done. He's asking for reimbursement, so. I haven't got anything.
Do you want to hear this today, or do you want to be able to look at it? This is the first I've known of this.
Well, Chris just went.
Drove right before the meeting and looked at it. It is complete.
It is complete. What? So.
They did it this winter.
No, they did it. I was going to say they did it this past winter, fall, winter.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Are they to apply before they do it, or?
Just apply before.
Have we done any that has? That's in retrospect like this?
Probably. You probably should look it up.
You want to
probably
wait a month?
Yeah, because he needs to bring you the bills anyway.
Yes, sir.
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. I'll let him know.
Please don't take off. You have a couple of things you need to sign, please. But I entertain a motion to adjourn if you're ready.
So take it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. All right, we're adjourned. Thanks for getting us done. They get started on that pretty soon. There's actually two copies.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I can't wait to see that one gone, and then maybe we can work on the other one down that way. A little north of us.
Yeah, but the scaffolding.
Yeah.
I drove down there. We need to work on the one that's still inhabited.
Yeah.
See if I come up and stay in the park anymore.
Oh, they'll say.
Why wouldn't they just use Goodrich Trust money to do that?
I think that looks good.
The Marduk.
I know.
And they're asking us to reimburse on top of that?
I don't know.
They're shooting at me, and I was like, I think that's been done.
They probably get this much.
Are they doing that in the front, though, too? Are they doing the front?
They get just as much as the park says every year, don't they?
They get from the, I don't know what the amount they get, but.
They're constantly doing construction.
Actually, I need to agree.
There is this right across.
That just one of them?
You got one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that off this? Mickey, can you turn the recorder off, please?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Good.